It's the BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast. Your daily download of X92.9's X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna for the Calgary Sport and Social Club. Try a new sport this fall. Join a league or tournament. Register at calgarysportsclub.com.
It's Friday, October 4th, 2019. I'm Beckler.
I'm Shauna.
What are you up to this weekend, Shauna?
I'm getting my wisdom teeth out.
Oh, that's right. So you're laying low.
Yeah, I'm not looking forward to it. I don't know, sit outside. I think I'm going to look like a chipmunk, though, and they say that I have to, like, relax today, so I don't know what I'm going to do.
Post a photo.
I'm probably going to.
Yeah, it'd be funny.
I know. I was trying to think of what, like, could I put myself in, like, a squirrel setting and just, like, dress as a squirrel and just have these big, like, chipmunk.
A bunch of, like, acorns around
right?
the bottom of the tree.
Like, I'll do some fall pictures, but me as the chipmunk or squirrel? Yeah, I don't know.
McKenna and Bo are out of town this weekend, so it's just me and Briggs. We're having a boys' weekend. I've never spent an entire weekend with just Briggs.
I thought you had before, no?
Not with just Briggs, I don't think.
Oh, crazy.
I'm looking forward to it. We're going to do all kinds of fun stuff. He wants to go to the spooky Halloween store.
Nice.
Wants to go to the library. Maybe we'll go swimming.
Awesome.
Watch the Durs tomorrow night.
Of course. I'm sure he's thrilled about that.
He loves the Durs. Okay. He knows the whole Green is the Color song.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Good for him.
BNS in 20 minutes or less.
Got a spicy conspiracy for you.
Well, then we need to step into Conspiracy Corner, your platform for outlandish conspiracy theories.
Okay.
What do you got, Sean?
Yesterday, we were chatting about an old man who confronted Jagmeet Singh recently, right?
In Montreal, yeah.
Told him he should cut his turban off to look more Canadian, is what he said in the clip.
And Jagmeet said, I disagree. I think Canadians look like all kind of people. And he was roundly praised for his handling of the situation, which we talked about. Yeah.
Yes. Well, friend of the show, Carrie, led me to this. But what if the man in this clip was actually a plant? Think about it. The clip went viral, okay? And everybody was really impressed with how Jagmeet Singh reacted to this. And what if all of that was faked? And I don't mean just in this instance, but think about anyone who confronts a leader, let's say, in an aggressive manner like this, okay? So someone's trying to storm the stage, someone's trying to drag you down, insult you, name call. People always watch these videos very closely, right? Because it shows how these leaders will react in situations that perhaps are unrehearsed, rather than, let's say, a debate where they all have their answers ready to go and everything. These videos always show in quote-unquote unrehearsed situations.
So you think it might be a false flag? You know, when I saw the video, that was my first thought, because it's always my first thought when I see these videos that almost seem too perfect,
right?
You know?
Yep.
Like, the video is, it's well shot, it's short and concise, it's easily shareable. Mm-hmm. The man walks up, he says his racist thing, and Jagmeet just has the perfect response to him, right? And so I always think that. In this instance, I mean, it's an old white dude in Quebec, it's very likely that it happened.
And that's how I thought when Carrie first brought this up to me. I said, yes, I think that in this case, I think it's probably legitimate. I think that it's true. Like, I don't think that this was a plant, but it got me thinking about all of these videos that go around, whether it's with leaders or people who are in a position of power, and how there's always conveniently somebody filming them. And I was like, how easy would that be?
Well, I mean, he does have media following him right now because it's election season.
Of course.
But that video will have done more for his image.
Yep.
Than if he had, like, destroyed all of the other leaders in every debate for the rest of the election.
100%.
Like, there was that other video we talked about where a racist woman ran up and was screaming at him at one of his meet and greet events. And I saw that video has 65 million views on one Facebook page yesterday. That's like, that video has more views than we have people in the country, you know? So it's like, that's...
See, we are trained to think of something that you see on television as something that is true. And if you see something on a phone like this, right, that is almost more of a, it was caught, right? It was like him caught unaware. And we think of it that way. You see this phone footage that somebody released.
It wasn't phone footage, though.
In this case.
Yeah.
Right. But I mean, in terms of other ones, like, you need to be aware of that, right? Like, it could be.
I always am, but I'm afraid to say so, because if you do, people will instantly respond with, oh, you don't think racism is real? I absolutely know that this happens every day in every city in Canada. 100%.
Yeah.
But when it's caught so perfectly, you know, when it's just that perfect, I'm always a little bit suspicious. But as I said, I think I believe this was a real event. I think the same thing about campaign signs that are vandalized, which happens every single election.
It does.
Someone's campaign signs are vandalized, and I have no proof to say that they did it themselves or that someone from their team did it.
Yeah.
But it would be very easy to get your name in the news if you're a relatively unknown candidate who's running by doing something like that.
Yeah, and think of how these candidates want to connect to younger people, right? A lot of them are like, how do we connect to younger people? Well, a lot of younger people won't sit and watch a debate or all of the debates that happen, but in little bite-sized things like this clip, for example, or little bite-sized moments of even somebody vandalizing a sign, they'll pay attention to that.
Right.
So it's
then
a way to reach...
caption with, like, exactly. So-and-so destroys racism in 30 seconds or whatever, right?
100%.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
How many... Ooh. On the plausibility scale, how many Jussie Smollett's out of 10 do we give this one, Shauna?
I'm going to give this one a 14 Jussie Smollett's out of 10.
Okay.
The BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
So I was thinking about Trent Grisham yesterday, who was the baseball player who in the NL wildcard game made that error in the outfield that essentially cost his team the game, mm-hmm. right? So if you don't know baseball that well, this wild card game is a one game thing that determines if you will continue on in the playoffs. And if you lose that game, then you're out of the playoffs. It's just a one game playoff.
It's one of the most exciting games in all of sports.
And this one guy made an error and basically that among some other things. But it was really that kind of was the catalyst to his team losing and not continuing on in the playoffs. And I was like, man, if you were that guy, if you were a guy who essentially thinks that you're the reason your team didn't go forward, how awful would that feel? Like, you wouldn't get over that for a while, would you?
What's interesting about that is Grisham was interviewed after the game in the clubhouse, and he had, like, 20 microphones in his face. Mm-hmm. And he didn't seem really that remorseful. He was just like, I made an error. It's not the first one I've made. Certainly won't be the last. And
that's good. And that's what you hope for, right?
Yeah. I wonder, though, do you think, like, I mean, his teammates obviously know that everybody on the field makes mistakes.
Of course.
But... in such a key moment, like, would you want the guy to be maybe a little bit more, yeah, I made a big mistake and I feel horrible. I let the team down today and I'm going to spend the offseason thinking about it. Not like, you know, mistakes happen.
And that's also
a thing. Let's get
to
drinking.
You're right. Like, people on your team will also be upset if you don't show remorse. So
I thought the interview was weird.
Yeah.
But, you know, that said, the bases were loaded because Josh Hader was blowing it, the pitcher. He beaned one batter and walked another one. So, I mean, two of those guys shouldn't even have been on base.
It's true. And even him, I was thinking, is the pitcher, is Hader going to be thinking about this for the next few years or months or decades?
But he wasn't the one that the media was...
That's it.
...was surrounding in the...
It got me thinking.
After.
It did get me thinking, though, about other athletes that have been in a scenario like this, whose careers are overshadowed by one bad play or one mistake.
Yeah.
You know? Like Bill Buckner, for example, who in 86, he let the ball get through his legs in the World Series. And he was a great player. All of his stats were amazing. Yet everyone, if you talk about Bill Buckner, will remember this one play that he made, this one mistake that he made in a key moment, right?
Your name becomes synonymous with, like...
That's it. Which is awful. He played forever. Like, he was a great player, and his stats are good, and that is what he's... Like, that's your legacy after all of that is one bad play.
Yeah, we shouldn't be judging people by their very worst moments,
right?
Should we? But we kind of have a problem with that right now.
That's
Who was
true.
The Oiler that scored in his own net?
Oh, God.
To take them out of the playoffs in the 80s, was it?
Drawing
a blank here, but yeah.
Yeah. But it's just like...
You'd have to go to therapy or something, wouldn't you?
You would. Like, I didn't know this, but Bill Buckner, I guess, moved to Idaho, which basically is the furthest he could get from baseball because he was so scarred and no one could get over this, nor could he.
Yeah, never mind that you were good enough to make the MLB.
Yeah, and that's what you remember for.
Oh, man, that sucks.
BNS in 20 minutes or less.
So you know my youngest brother is an artist.
Yes.
And he's got quite an interesting life. He travels all over the world and does these residencies. Mm-hmm. His countries and different art programs will pay for artists to come and stay there and work. And it's like a cultural exchange type thing, I think, exchange of art and ideas.
Which is so awesome.
And a lot of it is done on grants. Some government grants, some private grants.
Right.
And I always think that, like, if Terry was mad about the giant blue ring and the money spent on public art, Terry would be really unhappy to know that there are artists traveling all over the world on government grants.
Yeah, Terry would be a little bit upset.
Terry wouldn't be happy. But he sent me this yesterday. He found a radio residency, Shauna.
Oh.
In Germany. And it's a three-month unpaid residency, but they pay for everything. They pay for your room and board and all your supplies and everything. Never mind. There actually is some money in it. But you basically go there for 3 months and you work at this radio station.
It's amazing.
And... yeah, I'm just reading through the requirements here, though. It says, this program is addressed to artists working in the field of time-based and acoustic arts. So radio, performance, and sound artists.
Oh.
So, like, I don't know. I guess radio is not really an art form. It can be.
Yeah.
But I think they're probably looking for something a little different than what you and I do.
I would say so.
You know?
Yeah, that sounds like something that is a little more artistically involved than what we do here with fart jokes, for example.
No, I was thinking, if I was if I was just starting out in the industry, my first radio job was a 3-month unpaid internship.
Yep.
And I did that in North Battleford, Saskatchewan. I would much rather do it in Germany, given the choice.
No kidding. Know? That's a genius. If I knew that was a thing, that I would have so applied for that.
I would have done a bunch of them.
Yes.
And then came back to Canada with my experience.
No kidding.
And tried to get to this position. So
that's awesome. That's great to know.
Maybe it's not too late. Maybe we could apply. Tell them that we can come up with German words for butts. Do you think?
I don't know if they'd hear that and be like
that. Oh, Frau Lien's got quite the poop and cloggets on her. Yeah, I think they'd like that. No? Yeah?
BNS in 20 minutes or less.
I've noticed a growing trend at the gym as of late. Let me know if you've noticed this as well. But super tight skin colored leggings.
Mm-mm. No. I haven't seen those, no.
Oh, man. I've seen 3 different girls now wearing these at the gym, and you have to do a double take every time, right? Because you see them, and you're like, is that...
what?
Is that person wearing pants?
McKenna has a pair of light pink, like, I don't know, are they called tights? The gym pants, the super tight ones?
But yeah. She,
and sometimes, yeah, if we're not working out together, I do a double. McKenna, you forgot your pants.
Yeah.
But no, they're not. I wouldn't say they're skin colored.
Okay, fair. And there's different variances of them, so maybe some are more pink. But it does. It makes you do a double take, and it seems to be a growing trend with those colorings, right? Ones that are kind of close to your skin color. And I was thinking, I was like, I think this may be the next trend in the big dumper trend, because of course you're working that hard, you're doing your squats, you're trying really hard to get a gigantic pooper. So you then want to make people be more attracted to you and that lower side of you, so you'll do the skin colored pants instead.
Wouldn't it kind of camouflage the fuffer though?
No, because it draws even more attention. So you look at it and then you do the double take.
You have to look twice.
And then you see the...
I'm probably looking twice anyways, if I'm being honest. But are they the Gymshark pants? Gymshark makes some of those super tight pants in those colors. The Gymshark ones are nice.
Are they?
Oh, I think so. I think it's the most attractive gym outfit out there right now.
Interesting.
The Gymshark.
The Gymshark
matching
pants.
Top and bottom ones too.
You spend a good amount of time in the gym, so
I
you
do.
Would know. Yeah,
that's expensive too. McKenna said it's expensive, but
interesting.
Ah, so you think it draws attention to the old Stairmaster there, hey?
It does. Like having these neutral colored pants, it brings your waffle maker out. You know, it just really shows.
Oh,
look at them waffles!
Get a load of the Jeff Buka Boom on her.
Holy.
That's quite a Bombardier you're working there with, me.
Look at that walnut roaster. My God, that lemon squeezer is magnificent.
The BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
Shauna, what have you been listening to lately?
I've been listening to a new song from Alan Raymond that I just discovered.
Oh, he's got new music out?
Yeah, I think it was released in the end of August. So it's been out for about a month now, I guess. Alan Raymond is the strangest man, though.
That's what I've heard. I haven't met him, but from people that we know who have met him, they said he's a very odd character.
Well, he doesn't do interviews. He doesn't do anything. He doesn't want anybody to have any explanation on anything he does. He just released some merchandise, and all it says on it is hotel. Doesn't say Alan Raymond anywhere. Doesn't say anything. He didn't explain why. He just released merch that you can buy of his, and all it says is hotel on it.
I almost think that's kind of cool, though, because it's one of those, like, if you know type things,
it's
right?
It's true, and he's honestly, like, one of those guys who's not, he's not in it for the fame at all, right? Like, he somehow has managed to come up with this following, and it's really despite anything, because he's not really big on social media, he doesn't do interviews, he doesn't do anything, people just kind of, like his stuff and keep following him. Very weird. This is his song, this one's called Pretty Please. You, so why don't you come with me? Please, pretty please. Why don't you come with me? Please, pretty please. Why are you so scared of me? You're so immature, so in love with me.
He has such a unique way of singing, doesn't he?
He does.
I'd know his voice anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's funny, I don't even remember where I heard the song. I think it was actually an ad or something that came up, and I was just like, that's sweet, like, groovy Alan Raymond song. Where did this come from?
He obviously never released it as a single, though.
Hey? No, of course not. Not how he does things.
I've been listening to this song a lot lately, not by choice, but because I showed it to Brigham, and he's obsessed with it now.
Yes.
This one, it came out in 2000, and it was spun pretty heavily on Much Music. It's Frontier Psychiatrist by The Avalanches. If that doesn't sound familiar, maybe this will.
That boy needs therapy.
Psychosomatic.
That boy needs therapy.
Lying down on the couch.
What does that mean?
You're a nut. You're crazy in the coconut.
What does that mean?
The whole thing is samples.
Crazy.
And the music video is so weird. It's like no other song, but it's got a pretty good feel to it.
It does. It's groovy.
There's like ghosts in it, and there's like a spooky horse neigh, and Brigham calls the song Spooky Neigh.
Amazing.
So he says, I want to hear Spooky Neigh, and then I got to put on Frontier Psychiatrist by The Avalanches.
Amazing.
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
Indoors or outdoors, the Calgary Sport and Social Club offers it all for the fall. Ball hockey, slow pitch, beach volleyball, soccer, and more. There's a sport waiting for you, including a Legends 35 Plus League. Register solo, with a group of friends, or a full team at calgarysportsclub.com.
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
A good friend of mine and regular listener to our podcast, he sent me this Instagram post yesterday, a screenshot of this Instagram post from a bakery in Saskatoon, where he lives. And it was promoting their new dessert pizza. And in the photos, it's one of their employees who's holding a sign, and she is wearing a Nutella mask. Have you heard of a Nutella mask, Shauna?
I have not heard of a Nutella mask.
Someone told me about a Nutella mask one time, and I thought maybe it was you, but maybe not. But I guess it exists. Kate Middleton swears by it. You spread Nutella on your face, and it's supposed to be good for your skin or something.
What?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a beauty thing.
Uh-huh.
You could probably already see where this is going, but in the photo, it looked a lot like brown face.
Oh, God.
And people blew up. So they pulled down the post. The owner made an apology. It's just a mess. And I looked at the photo, and I don't believe there was any intent at all to be racist. But you know, given the news,
why was she holding a sign and wearing a mask at work though?
It was like just to promote the new dessert pizza, which featured Nutella.
Oh, I see. Which was
Yeah,
that makes sense.
But I was thinking like, the national conversation over the last couple weeks has featured a lot of brown face and black face talk. So the fact that like nobody else, unless she just did it herself and didn't think of it, but like nobody else that she was working with was like, hey, that looks like brown face. That's the first thing I would think, you know?
It's true. Yeah. Like you almost, you know, your only fear would be, did they do that intentionally because of the conversation?
A little outrage marketing. I don't know, hipster bakery, it's unlikely,
I know,
is it?
Right?
But then my buddy said,
bad timing.
He's like, every white girl who's ever worn a charcoal face mask should be very worried right now.
Yeah.
And I realized that I have a photo on Instagram of me wearing a charcoal face mask.
Right, you do.
Yeah. We were bored one night, and McKenna had one from her FabFitFun box, and she's like, put this on. And then she had the charcoal toothpaste as well.
Yeah.
So it makes your whole mouth turn black.
Right.
So I put that on, and I brushed my teeth with the charcoal, and I took a picture because I thought it just looked cool. And then it had never even crossed my mind.
No.
That someone probably would take that for blackface.
Well, the problem is that everyone has those up. Like everybody I know has pictures of themselves in these face masks.
In the charcoal face mask.
So it's like there's gonna be a lot of people that'll have those photos up.
Yeah.
I hope people don't think that.
I was like, oh.
Yeah.
I never even thought that. And, you know, there are people who would think that would be culturally insensitive. So.
Crazy. It's just another one of those things. It's like you have to be so careful.
Oh, man.
So careful.
Yeah, I honestly did not even think about it. I was like, it came in the FabFitFun box.
Yeah.
It's a beauty product.
It's a charcoal face mask. That's all it is.
So I have pulled that post down before someone takes a screenshot and cancels me and I get fired.
Well,
my family goes hungry.
I mean, I would hope that everyone would understand otherwise, but yeah.
That might be hoping a little too much in 2019, Shauna.
Yeah. So. Okay.
It's gone. Please don't cancel me.
DNS in 20 minutes or less.
I laugh every time somebody says the word spooky. You know how some words sound like what they mean? Like onomatopoeia, right? So gurgle or sizzle or whatever. Spooky is the opposite of that.
Because it doesn't sound spooky at all.
It sounds the opposite of spooky. It actually sounds silly.
Spooky is... It'd be in my top five favorite words in the English language for sure. It's such a good word.
I feel like it's coming back. Like there's something about the word spooky where everybody is using that now instead of scary. Yeah. Went through a scary phase. Now we're back to spooky. I think part of it is because everybody realizes what a funny word it is.
It's, especially if you're like, I'm spooked.
Yeah.
I'm totally spooked.
Like, you're like, that doesn't sound like you're scared at all. Like, spook does not sound like you're scared.
My boys don't even say scary. They both just say spooky all the time.
I know. It's,
there's this store on McLeod, this Halloween store that's really good.
Yeah.
And they have, like, all the animatronic Halloween decorations. And the boys want to go there all the time. We've already been twice, and all Brigham can talk about this weekend is spooky store. Spooky. And then I'll be like, do you want to go to the back where the really spooky stuff is? He's like, no, too spooky.
Too spooky. Too spooky. Spooky is also a word, though, you can't say angrily, you know? Like,
no, it would be one of those, wouldn't it?
Get that spooky dog off my lawn. It's like, no, that stop being so spooky. Like, that just doesn't work, you know? It's just one of those words.
No, it's too silly, isn't
it? It's ridiculous. I was thinking, though, another word, while we're on this topic of words you can't yell angrily, another one I'd like to add is grandma.
You can't say grandma.
No. There was a girl at the mall, and she yells, I know, grandma! And I was like, you can't say grandma angrily either, okay?
I'm trying to think of a context in which I could.
You can't. You can try all you want. You can't.
Oh, Jesus, grandma!
I'd immediately be like, what did grandma do? I need to hear about this.
DNS in 20 minutes or less.
My gym has workout DVDs at the front desk, and I was like, huh, do people still use workout DVDs?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, I think so, yeah. Like, you got to think of people like Jillian Michaels, right? Like, she's super rich and famous for a reason.
Yeah.
My buddy got pretty jacked doing Insanity, you know, that DVD in his garage.
Yeah.
And then there's like P90X, right? And...
Okay.
Yeah, I think there's lots of like those kind of home workout programs.
That's interesting because I don't know anybody personally who's actually gotten fit on a workout DVD. And I didn't actually think of P90X. I was thinking back to like the Buns of Steel era. And I was like, I didn't know anybody who was like, no, I got Buns of Steel. Look at these. These sponsored by Buns of Steel. I did that at home. I watched these workout DVDs and bam.
One of them aluminum fuffers. My mom had those VHSs, but I don't remember her ever really doing it. She had my dad build her one of those stepper boxes.
Yep.
And then that just sat in the closet.
Well, that's kind of
forever.
What I always thought of them, because I saw Buns of Steel in everybody's like movie collection. You know, you'd see every mom had Buns of Steel there, but it would sit there. I never saw any mom actually using it. And I was like, is that one of those like how everybody bought an elliptical at one point, being like, I'm gonna use this and just get into like shape. That.
Or like the Jane Fonda tapes before them.
Yeah.
Or...
Yeah. Was it more for entertainment? Did people watch it like I just like watching Jane Fonda work out, really? Like I don't want to do it myself.
Or who was who's the guy with the afro and the little shorts?
Oh man.
You know who I'm talking about? Richard Simmons.
I was like, yeah. Oh yeah.
What about those Peloton bikes?
Because
that's kind of like it's not a DVD, but it is still.
Yeah.
It's like an interactive home workout, right?
I know. And those are huge right now. That's
huge.
That's the latest kind of fitness push, I think. And I always wonder, are people actually using them? Are people getting into shape with those? Or is that another going to be used as the laundry hanger down the way, you know?
I think, I have a friend who has one and he uses it, I think. But he's also pretty focused, pretty dedicated to his fitness. So
I think that's the difference.
That
right?
is the difference. Yeah, I mean, one of those DVDs in the right hands will result in fitness, and in the wrong hands will end up on a DVD shelf.
That's it. So I think some people feel good about the purchase because the purchase is intent, but then they don't get past that, right?
You're not even wrong though. It's like people who talk about doing something and then never actually do it because they spend all their time talking about it.
That's just it.
Taking the first step. I bought the DVD. Yeah, but you haven't sweated yet, so.
I will someday.
Well, I walked to the store.
Yes, and I used my money toward it. So there you go. I'm fit.
You've been listening to the B&S in 20 Minutes or Less podcast for the Calgary Sport and Social Club. Try a new sport this spring and join a league or tournament. Register at calgarysportsclub.com. You want more? Then tune in to X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna live on Calgary's alternative X92.9. Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time at x92.9.ca. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and have B&S in 20 Minutes or Less downloaded daily to whatever device you use. Later.